Hey, what's up, Bill Bellamy?
Hey, Bill, this is Alan, and welcome to 95.9 The Fox.
What's up, boss? What's happening? Can you hear me good?
I can hear you loud and clear. Are you out in L.A. right now?
No, I just got to Jersey. I just got off the plane.
And you're from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy.
Well, welcome home.
It's a pleasure to be home. I'm really excited about getting up to Bridgeport, man, and performing tomorrow night through Saturday. It should be a great time, August 9th through 11th at the Stress Factory. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. Now, you actually were just at the Jersey Stress Factory, but this is your first time coming to the new one in Connecticut.
Yeah. I always go to the one in New Brunswick, but this one, is this a new club as well?
It just opened up maybe May, like right around like Memorial Day it officially opened up.
Oh, that's super cool. So getting all the good talent coming in. So Vinny is my guy, man. So we'd really, really try to make it an outstanding weekend.
I was just checking out your Instagram before you gave me a call here, and you had a lot to say about the L.A. heat wave this summer, but we're dealing with a heat wave right now, so you're coming right back into it.
Dude, I thought I was going to catch a break. I get off the plane, it's 102 and muggy. My shirt is sticking to my back. I'm like, what the hell?
It's so gross. It's so terrible. But I think by Saturday, the humidity's gone. So I think you'll have a half of the week that you're here. I think you'll have pretty good weather.
Hey, man, I got to be like, you just got to walk around with a spritz in your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
But everybody, you know, I went all Bridgeport, New Haven, Stanford, all my CT people. Make sure you come out to the Stress Factory and see your boy Bill Bellamy live.
Now, this is a real big year for you. It's the 25th anniversary of coining the term booty call, which is in the dictionary. Did you have any idea it would be as big as it became?
No, man. It was just one of those kind of moments that, you know, was lightning in a bottle. The right joke at the right time, the right phrasing, you know. The joke still holds up, you know, talking about that booty. So... So now, you know, it is absolutely outstanding to think that, you know, a phrase that you just said in the fun of it all became something that everyone's saying. It's like a catchphrase in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's historic. Like I said, it's actually, I looked it up, the Merriam-Webster's The Real Dictionary Online, and it is right there.
It is officially known as a phone call for a late-night rendezvous.
Although the only problem is because of technology, now it's moved to text.
Yeah, see, now they don't even have to work. They don't even have to call. All they got to do is swipe. These millennials are lazy. They just swipe to left and right. At least we had to dial.
Yeah, you had to put the effort in.
Right.
After that special, is that when you went on to MTV?
Yeah, went from there to MTV. I did MTV for 6 years, hosting MTV Jams and the Top 20 Countdown. And then I started making movies while I was on MTV. And my first movie was Who's the Man? And then I went from that, and I did Love Jones. And I did How to Be a Player.
Yep.
And then in 1998, I did Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx, and LL Cool J.
What was it like filming that movie with, I mean, Oliver Stone being the way he is? And I mean, there's so many people in that movie. Was it a crazy set?
It was like being at a frat house where we was filming. all these dynamic personalities. Our director had a dynamic personality. All the different actors, James Woods, Cameron Diaz, Al Pacino, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx. It was crazy.
You're actually in the room when Al Pacino gives the big speech.
Yeah.
How long did it take to do that? Because it seems like it would have taken all day to shoot that.
Well, yeah. Well, he did it about 10 different ways, but each time he made us feel the same way. We got up every time as if we never heard it before. He delivered that speech with so much power.
Wow.
I've had some amazing different, you know, and interesting moments in my career. I've been doing this for 25 years, and it's just, like, outstanding to be still performing, having fun, traveling. I just finished another film called The Great Illusion, working on another TV pilot. So I'm just, like, I'm thankful, man. I love my fans. I got fans that grew up with me and love me. You know, it's awesome.
And you're going to be on the upcoming season of Insecure on HBO, I think.
Absolutely.
Are you in the new season premiere? Because I think it debuts this weekend.
Yeah. I'll probably be in the second episode moving forward.
And on top of all of that, this year you got invited to be a part of the Academy.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I did my research. I know who I'm talking to.
Oh, my God. You're right. Oh, right. I just got inducted into the Academy, which is outstanding. Like, can't even believe it.
I know that now when you're inducted into the Academy, you're allowed to vote for the Academy Awards. But I'm just curious, what else does it give you? I don't know. I'm certainly not in it.
You get Secret Service for life. And you get to go to any movie in the world for free.
That's not a bad deal. I'm into that.
And you get to go on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Oh, that's real great. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'll be at the Oscars this year.
Wow, good for you. Had you ever been before?
No, I've never been to the Oscars.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.
A few years ago, when I was at school, you actually performed at my school. I went to St. Joe's in Philadelphia, and you had done, like, our spring weekend, or you did stand-up?
Yeah, I remember that.
You were actually asked to work clean. They asked you in advance, you know, to tone down any sort of language that you might have done in your act. And you were able to pull that off effortlessly. And I was so impressed because I don't think you knew that in advance, but you were able to adapt your act. How hard is that to do as a comedian?
Well, it is and it isn't. It just depends on what you're going to talk about. And then it also depends on the room, right? It's college. They wanted a clean show. And, you know, comics that work television, we know how to work clean. We know how we have to work clean. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can't say on TV, and we're comfortable with that. So it wasn't that difficult, but I didn't know. I mean, they threw it at me right then, so then I just had to adjust certain things. I just wasn't going to be able to go into that area because that was going to be a little too risque for the college audience. So I said, okay, that's fine. I'll just go this way. That's why you got to have truckloads of material.
Sure, absolutely. Is that a request? Obviously, if you're playing a comedy club, it's one thing, but is that a request that happens often, or is it just every once in a while?
Well, every once in a while. It just depends on the environment. Like, if it's a corporate gig, a lot of times they want you to work clean, a college work clean. But, you know, everybody, even in the corporate environment, they want a little dirty.
And that's what I know we're going to be getting this weekend. Bill Bellamy coming to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory Comedy Club in Bridgeport Thursday through Saturday for 5 shows. We're really looking forward to this one. Are you staying in New Jersey tonight and then coming to Connecticut tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be up there tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you. I go on a vacation every year up to Cape Cod from here, and there's one road that takes you through Cape Cod, and I always pass by a restaurant called Bellamy's Grill and Bar. And every time I drive by, my girlfriend always says, oh, look, it's Bill Bellamy's Grill and Bar. Oh, should we stop by and see Bill? And she has done that for, you know, the 6 years that we've traveled up there. That happened again last week. And then I found out that you were coming and I got to interview. So, and she's out of her mind that I got to tell you this little story.
Tell your lady when she gets there, have a nice beer on me next week, and I'll see you guys there.
Excellent. Bill Bellamy this weekend, Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory Comedy Club. Bill, thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
Peace.